The prototypical high-tech unicorn is a startup investors view as the next big thing. Waltham-based Rocket Software recently joined the club of private companies valued at $1 billion or more, but it doesn't exactly fit the unicorn profile. Rocket was founded back in 1990, and the technology at the center of its business, the hulking mainframe computer, is even older. Yet Boston's Bain Capital earlier this month paid $2 billion for a majority stake in Rocket, betting that reports of the mainframe's demise have been greatly exaggerated. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports.
When you think of a mainframe computer, if you've even heard of one, you might picture one of those room-sized machines from the 50s and 60s. Even the components were enormous.
We're standing right next to a large block. And the block is, 2 feet by 2 feet by 2 feet.
Deborah Douglas is the science and technology curator for the MIT Museum. She says there were three of these memory cubes in a giant computer called the TX2.
And this big, huge unit was what was called the fast 64K word index memory. And so this is, a tiny fraction of just a photo that somebody might be posting on their Facebook page.
In 1984, the director of MIT's computer science lab told the New York Times, quote, "Mainframes are dying."
Well, clearly that person was not right, I guess I could say.
Bain Capital Managing Director David Humphrey is so confident that mainframes are not dying that his firm has placed a multi-billion dollar bet on the technology by buying into Rocket Software. Part of what makes the company attractive is that many of its competitors went extinct or got out of the mainframe business a long time ago. Rocket doesn't make mainframes. It writes software that runs on the ultra-powerful computers. They've shrunk considerably over the decades, but still take up about 32 square feet of floor space, stand as tall as LeBron James, and weigh a few thousand pounds. So, in the era of cloud computing, when the world's data seems to be migrating to virtual servers managed by the likes of Google and Amazon, who uses these clunky machines?
Many of the largest banks, government institutions, companies, they depend on the mainframe for, many, many things.
Before diving into why, let's get something straight about the cloud. It only feels virtual. When you store a photo in the Apple iCloud, for example, the image might not be on the hard drive of your phone or laptop, but it is on a physical computer somewhere, perhaps at Apple's massive server farm in North Carolina. Many companies, like Providence-based Citizens Bank, use remote, rented computers for some tasks, but for the really important stuff, think financial transactions, they prefer the control of company-owned mainframe computers. Citizens Chief Executive Bruce Van Saun explains.
You can keep them secure, and so they offer a stable foundation for the core operating platforms of a bank. You know, in the olden days, a bank branch was really solid brick with big vaults. Now all the money's score kept on a computer somewhere, and banks still want to convey that sense of confidence that my assets are safe.
There are downsides to mainframe computers. Charles Weissman chairs the computer science department at the Wentworth Institute of Technology in Boston. He says many of the programmers who know how to operate them are aging out of the workforce.
The companies that still use mainframes are desperate for anybody that knows anything about them, because so few students coming out of college know anything, don't even know that they still exist.
In this knowledge gap, Wentworth sees career opportunities. The school is one of few that offers courses in mainframe computing, teaching arcane programming languages and helping students deal with machines that are not user-friendly.
The mainframes tend to have a text-only interface. So if you're thinking about the computers you see in shows from the 80s or early 90s and you have those big green screens with only text, it's kind of like that.
This is one of the problems Rocket Software aims to solve. Chief Executive Andy Yunus says the company's products include apps that make mainframe programs accessible to non-experts on personal computers, tablets, and smartphones.
As more and more software companies ran away from the mainframe, we ran toward it. And we were very excited to run toward it, and we've been doing that for 28 years. So within our customer community, the mainframe is not dead. It's actually growing. And
Rocket and Bain Capital are wagering that the company's software will help mainframe computers live on for another generation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.